Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. Construction of the new I-74 bridge has resulted in another detour in downtown Moline. Today, the on-ramp for eastbound traffic closed at 19th Street and 7th Avenue. In addition, according to the latest construction update on the project, 7th Avenue around the highway is limited to one lane in each direction. For westbound motorists, this means they cannot make a left turn onto the eastbound on-ramp for I-74. Later this month, the Iowa Department of Transportation says the intersection of 19th Street and 7th Avenue will be closed completely and it won't reopen until early December. People who live and work on and near John Deere Road should be glad it's been dry lately. The lack of rain means work to widen it has not been delayed. And the road should be ready for five lanes of traffic by Thanksgiving. Ryan Hippen, construction field engineer from the Illinois Department of Transportation, says nearly all the underground work has been completed.
At this point in time, we should be finishing our westbound work here by Thanksgiving. At that point, we will remove the head-to-head barrier wall out there, shut down for the winter, and begin work next spring for the second half of this project, which is building the eastbound lanes and the north legs of the intersection out there.
The $51 million project will widen more than 2 miles of Deer Road from I-74 to 70th Street in Moline. A central Iowa police chief says he's, quote, very fearful that ending an Obama-era immigration policy will hurt public safety in his community. Marshalltown's chief Mike Tupper is urging Congress to pass legislation that allows people who were eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to remain in the U.S. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
DACA allows people who were brought to the country illegally as children to live and work in the U.S. Tupper says he's worried once people lose these waivers, they won't be as communicative with his department out of fear they might be deported.
If all of a sudden they're no longer feeling comfortable and calling the police to report when they're a crime victim or when they might need help, that could have devastating impacts.
Tupper made his comments during a press call organized by the National Immigration Forum, an advocacy and policy organization. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
And Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan today issued formal guidance to state and local police on immigration law. Brian Mackey has more.
The document outlines recent changes in federal and state policy. On the one hand is President Donald Trump's January executive order meant to increase deportations. That's juxtaposed against Illinois' new so-called Trust Act, meant to increase protections for immigrants without legal status. Governor Bruce Rauner signed that into law last month. The AG's guidance says even though the president has expanded the definition of who's considered a criminal and thus a priority for deportation, that does nothing to create any power for Illinois police to enforce federal immigration law. In fact, Madigan's office says Illinois law prohibits state and local law enforcement from arresting someone based solely on immigration status. I'm Brian Mackey.
And the Midwest League Championship Series begins tonight. Fort Wayne will host the Quad Cities River Bandits in Game 1 of the Best of 5 series. Game 2 will be tomorrow, also in Fort Wayne. Then the teams come to the Quad Cities for Game 3 on Saturday. Games 4 and 5, if necessary, will also be played at Modern Woodman Park Sunday and Monday. This is the first time the River Bandits have made it to the finals since 2013. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.